the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It is wrong, wrong. It has to change.
Here's the way to make your summer complete.
I got me a complication, and it's an only child.
Get WCFL Summer 67 Souvenir. 21 sounds for the sunset. Now available in record stores. This record album is filled with 21 of your very favorite sounds recorded by the stars who made them hits.
Push it too hard.
21 sounds for the sunset. Available in your favorite record shop now.
I'm going down to the strip tonight. I'm not on a stay-home trip tonight. Long hair seems to be the main attraction, but the heat is causing all the action. Bright lights everywhere, pretty girls with long, long hair, but somehow the people, they don't care. Just doesn't seem fair to bug you 'cause you got long hair. Even the parents are beginning to stare. Siren on our streets that used to be neat, but now it's just a place for black and white cars to race. It's causing a riot. It's causing a riot. Yeah.
Retrospect fans, and a very happy new year to you wherever you are. And I'm sure, like me, you'll be very happy to put 2020 behind you and hope that 2021 will be a much better year in many ways. And I hope I can be part of that. The best I can do is continue bringing you your weekly hour of great 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia. And I will do that. This is Retrospect episode 448. And for this first episode of the new year, I've decided to focus on music from a city that I love, and that is Los Angeles, California. So we've got a lot of obscure LA 60s tracks throughout this episode. Got it underway with a band formed in 1962. They were called the Standells, with two L's. Derived their name from standing around booking agents' offices. They changed their name to Larry Tamblyn and the Standells, with one L, before reverting to two L's. Signed with Liberty Records, 1964. Lineup changed quite significantly, but one of the great 60s garage bands, and we had that classic Riot on Sunset Strip.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Well, Sunset Strip comes up from time to time in 60s garage out of LA. This track, called Beast of Sunset Strip, is from the Mondo Hollywood film and soundtrack. Kind of a psychsploitation movie. The band is the Mugwump Establishment, or billed as that, they're actually also known as the Mugwumps. So the Mugwump Establishment, Beast of Sunset Strip.
Listen, you drag, there's my skull and bone pack. There's a mean old monster down from Las Vegas track. He's flipped his lid, hangs in a cave, and sleeps in a coffin near Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad, and tough. Always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with the scuzzy dude, forget it. Just hop in your woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Wolfman takes his bath inside a tomb over Zombie Hill, always making for the kill. For a weekend blast, this cat's the worst, racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in his super purse. But the beast got beat, and he howled and cried, so if he says he won, you know he lied.
Yeah!
Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing, or just taking a trip, souping a Woody or a cute 409, you see a monster, only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat. Pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool. Man, don't parry, this beast blew his pool.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Big Man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain and swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
He drinks some bombing floats, eats corpse meat, chases chicks, likes blondes, and has big bad feet. He plays the bongo with Watusi feet, and does the jerk and the twine right on the street. Now dragsters, like, take my advice. Don't dig a show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas. Keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset
Strip. Hey, Dig Man, let's take him on a trip.
Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Alaska. You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Retrospect.
Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland. You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Thank you.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 448. We're looking at the music of Los Angeles for this episode. We had the Mugwump establishment with Beast of Sunset Strip from the Mondo Hollywood soundtrack topping that set. Then from Santa Barbara, a band that began as the Vandals, changing their name to the Dovers in 1965 with a release on Miramar Records called She's Gone, somewhat of a hit in Santa Barbara and Ventura County. We took a release from 1966, May to be precise, also on Miramar, the A-side, She's Not Just Anybody from the Dovers. Then Adrian Lloyd, a release on Charger Records, 7-inch 45 promo release from 1965. Adrian Lloyd, a member of Adrian and the Sunsets. That is obscure. There's really not any information available, or not that I've found, about Adrian Lloyd. But a track called Lorna.
That a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society. This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth. Not because of the strength of the aggressor, but because of moral decay from within.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's one off volume 7 of the Pebbles series by a band called the Sunday Funnies. 7-inch 45 on Valhalla, released 1967. We're taking the B-side called A Pindaric Ode. And if you've wondered what that means, it means relating to the characteristics of the Greek lyric poet Pindar, or his works. So the Pindaric Ode by the Sunday Funnies.
Last night I was looking all around, south green grass growing in the ground, couldn't find any green man, it was all brown, it was south where they down. So I knew the smoke and thought about my past. I woke up, looked up, and saw the ground. I heard the colors, but couldn't see a sound. I felt gloomy, seemed where I'd never been. I was happy, hoping there wouldn't be an end. Most of all, it was near the clouds of creation. I was shot down by the plan of the lightning cycle. Soft green grass growing in the ground. Couldn't find any green, it was all brown. But it was soft, so I laid down. So I lit a smoke and thought about my past. It was a long trip, but I took it fast. I woke up, looked up, and saw the ground. I heard the colors, but couldn't see a sound. So I heard a voice say, get up, and it brought me down. I landed on green grass away from the brown. I was gonna take a trip to flower heaven. And now I might just stay here for about 7.
Every weekend, hundreds of kids, lots of them long hairs, pour onto one plush mile of Sunset Boulevard called the Strip to make the scene, to dance, and to hear the rock music. Suddenly, the authorities tried to clear them out. The kids reacted by demonstrating, and the fight was on. This crisis brought the fans together. Emotion made it easy for them to talk. And we tried to find out if there was a leading connection between what the musicians were telling us and what their audience here on the Strip would say.
Why is it they can put down on our music? I mean, they say it's bad. I mean, they say it's a bunch of noise. They turn down the noise. But is it really noise? Do they ever listen to the words?
Thank you. Riot with out of sight cats and long hairs at Pandora's Box on Sunset Strip in Hollywood.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's interesting. He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that. It's good.
Every night, I hope and pray. I'm gonna love you and love you.
And that is four definitively Los Angeles tracks in this entirely LA episode of Retrospect. Sunday Funnies, a Pindaric ode. Then the Leather Coated Minds. That is a fabricated studio-based band. JJ Cale was in that band. An album called A Trip Down Sunset Strip. Bunch of covers, some instrumentals on there as well. The sort of stuff you'd expect to find on these kind of psychsploitation LPs. Leather Coated Mind, Sunset and Clark, the very intersection where the Whiskey A Go-Go sits. Then we had a B-side from a band called The Edge, released on Enith International Records, 7-inch 45, 1969. The only release from The Edge, the B-side, Seen Through the Eyes of Someone Close to Me. Wrapping the set, The Human Expression, a 45 re-released on Accent Records. The band out of Los Angeles, they had three singles plus additional demo recordings between 66 and 67. Pretty well known for a track called Love at Psychedelic Velocity. That's actually the B-side. In this case, we flipped it and took the A-side from The Human Expression. The track's called Every Night.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, we're exploring the music of Los Angeles. This is the Humane Society, the track Eternal Prison.
Now, major rock groups from the Beatles to the Jefferson Airplane have promoted the benefits of taking dope, and sometimes not too subtly. One major rock star who doesn't promote it and finds the promotion of it dangerous is Frank Zappa, leader of perhaps the roughest and farthest out group in the scene today, the Mothers of Invention.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is gonna bring him some chicken soup. I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while. This guy from the CIA, and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
can be. She paints her face with plastic goo and wrecks her hair with some shampoo.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
I don't know, sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's that's your hairspray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around, watch the Nazis run your town, then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else,
but you're plastic people. Now you're such a drag.
Neon, neon, moon above. I searched for years, I found no love. I'm sure that love will never be a product of plasticity, a product of plasticity, a product of plasticity.
Plastic people are your foot, your hair, your nose, your arm. You eat, suck, lift.
No, a prune is not a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable, makes it okay.
Drive. You live in. You dream about. You think only of. You read. You are. Pebbles. Plastic. Purple prancing.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Barefoot in your lampshade, I'm grooving with the freaks. Sleepy head is walking dead, ain't been to sleep for weeks. Clocks and stuff, they're chiming on your merry-go-round. You're the queen of the scene, of the underground. Comic books you're a-reading, baby, all getting through. Red roses bloom through sidewalks, it's my love for you. The midnight sun is shining, sun glows everywhere. Shines like talking searchlights, moonbeams in your hair. Straight people ignore you, yeah. Through their uptight stare, they're looking at you, they're pointing at you, and they're putting you down. Twirl around you with garbage in their hands. You laugh just like a siren, only a shadow understands. Witches aren't aware, oh child, you gotta give him another chance. The stoplights aren't changing, look at the lamppost dance. When it grows to springtime, oh, I'll be on my way. My underground lady, baby, I'll be home to stay. My underground lady, baby, hey, I'll be home to stay.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
Retrospeed.
Let's try a little psychedelia.
Thinking of another time, you're thinking of another place. You look at me, but you're wishing I was someone else. There's another guy in your memory that seems to haunt you every time that you're alone with me. And you can't hide, you're wishing I was someone else. Somewhere in the shadows of your mind,
of your mind,
is an echo of a love that's lost, a love you left behind. Something that's not real. You say you're mad, but you're wishing I was someone else. And you can't hide, hide from intensified pride. It's easy to see, you're wishing I was someone else. And I can't see, you're wishing I was someone else.
Four more tracks out of L.A., the Humane Society Eternal Prison. Then Mr. L.A. himself, in a way, Frank Zappa, with the Mothers of Invention, the track Plastic People, a title inspired by the Czech band Plastic People of the Universe, loosely, very loosely based on the Richard Berry classic Lue Lue. So that's from the Mothers of Invention, absolutely free, Verve Records release May 1967. Followed by another stalwart of the Los Angeles music scene, Kim Fowley. Record producer, the very early release from him, 1965 7-inch 45 on Living Legend Music Company, Kim Fowley with Underground Lady. Then wrapping the set, picture and information about these guys on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called the What Four. Two 45s released, 1966 and 1967, both regional hits in San Bernardino. Perhaps they're best known for a track called Dandelion Wine. We took the B-side of that 45 called You're Wishing I Was Someone Else from the What Four.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It opens a whole new world of music for you.
Well, this band sort of straddled 60s garage and psychedelia superbly, fronted by Bob Markley, a talented musician, but also, conveniently, somebody with deep pockets. Formed 1965, the West Coast pop art experimental band, from their debut called Volume 1. Released 1966 on FIFO Records, had a couple of covers including Lue Lue and You Really Got Me, but this is If You Want This Love from the West Coast pop art experimental band.
If you want this love of mine, keep me gentle and treat me kind. Don't be mean and don't be bad, and you'll get the choice love that you ever had. If you want my lips to kiss, cut a course and don't resist. Loving you is all I can.
never regret it.
Just a groovy pastime to hippies, but many go on to play Russian roulette with their sanity, gambling their minds and futures on dangerous hallucinatory drugs like LSD.
Great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that is the Caretakers of Deception, out of Los Angeles, like everybody in this episode. 1966, a fairly obscure band, one single called Cuttin' Grass. We had the B-side, X plus Y equals 13, on Sanctus Records. Caretakers of Deception, formed by a guy called Thomas Charles Jones, songwriter out of LA, at just 17 years old. Nobody seems to know anything about the other group members, but he was the primary songwriter. They were part of the psychedelic music scene, performed at local clubs such as Sea Witch and the Brave New World. So the Caretakers of Deception. Before them, A Joint Effort. Great name for a band right in the middle of Los Angeles in 1967. They were regulars at a nightclub called Gazzari's and then appeared to disappear from view. So A Joint Effort, The Third Eye is the name of the track. And top of the set, West Coast pop art experimental band.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
Where's another band in that long lineup of great bands that played the Sunset Strip during 65 to 67? They're called The Sound Sandwich, two singles on Viva Records, and apparently their recording session for the track we're having had Sonny Bono in the studio, also the Beach Boys recording there at the same time. This track was to be the A-side. That's what the band expected. They spent a lot of time and effort on this track, far less so on the B-side, Zigzag News. However, somehow, the single was released with Zigzag News as the A-side. This was the B-side. The Sound Sandwich with Apothecary Dream.
As I pace the rooms of loneliness in the manner of my mind, through a window breathes a field of red, scarlet acre of a kind. Here it beckons me to enter now, to enter without fear. Here it promising forgetfulness from a love no longer here. In vain, still it beckons me to enter now, to enter without fear. Still it promises forgetfulness from a love no longer here. Escape into a dream, a spirit of voice from the south. Escape into a dream, a spirit of voice. Set me free, set me free, set me free, break, 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 free. As I ride the breakers of my thoughts in the ocean of my mind, through a portal is a sailing ship, filled scarlet of a kind. Here it beckon me to follow now, to follow without fear. Here it promising forgetfulness from a love no longer here. Escape into a dream, a specter of voice from the south. Escape into a dream, send me free, send me free, send me free, brave paper free. Above the
Gary Dream. Hey gang, you want to hear some underground music?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Known only to me, but
Couldn't have an episode of all LA music without that band. That is the Seeds. Track called Travel With Your Mind gave its name to a compilation of tracks released in 1993 on GNP Records. The song itself described as somewhat of a mission statement of the Seeds. First release on their 1967 masterpiece album Future, and that is a fantastic album. So Sky Saxon fronting the Seeds, Travel With Your Mind. And that is it for the first episode of 2021, exploring some of the fantastic 60s garage, proto-punk, and proto-psych out of that fantastic city, Los Angeles. Hope you've enjoyed the selection. I'm going to leave you with another track from that Mondo Hollywood soundtrack that we had near the top of the show. Another one, in fact, from the Mugwump establishment. This one is called Freak Out, and a great way to wrap this episode. Thanks for listening, and again, best wishes for this new year. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.